best show ever. Eddie Helie, Hijo de Pi,
what?
All of your lines.
What?
All of your lines.
What?
Nico, all of them.
Whatever. Joe on the floor.
How did this happen? We need a backstory.
We do need a backstory. We will give you a backstory, but can we just say hello to him first?
Hello.
You look different, Sam.
Oh, to Nico.
Yeah, you look different at night. Yeah, this is a whole different look.
It's because I have my hair down because I just washed it. Like, I am that ready for bed. After this, I'm jumping to bed.
You look like 2000s, mid-2000s Sam O today. You've gotten younger.
Wait, oh, I haven't done this in a while. Sam doesn't look like this every day anymore.
Oh no!
This is what I remember.
Okay,
this
is really okay.
What I know.
That reaction was a bit too much. No, Mohan.
Sorry, what?
No, wala. Wala.
Oh. Well, I mean,
hi,
listen,
Nick. It's so nice to see you.
Before the show started, muutot, nagburp. I mean, just.
I did not. I did a little shimmy, and somebody on the playback was like, "Did she fart?" No, I didn't.
Everyone on the chat is saying you're blooming. I got to catch up on story.
Okay, all right, hold on. Before we catch up on Nico coming back, can I catch up with her? Okay, she's got a boyfriend, yeah. Nick.
Oh.
She's got a boyfriend.
I kind of heard about that.
Oh, you heard about that? Oh, wait, we talked about it on the radio? Or did she tell you? Because if she told you, I'm going to be pissed. Because no, she
I didn't tell him.
Someone else told me.
Okay,
I don't know who he is.
Someone asked me if I knew who it was. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who it is. Okay. She will not tell me. She thinks it's either part of the good times curse or I can't keep my mouth shut, which I can.
No, you cannot.
Yes, I can. I can keep my mouth shut on this one. This one I can.
Nico, back me up.
There are certain things that Mo still hasn't told people that he told me he wouldn't tell people and that he hasn't told people. To be fair.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he'll choose to. He's capable of doing it.
Yes.
But this particular secret, I'm not sure he'll keep.
I'll keep this one.
Thank you.
No, listen, I'll keep this one because it's not, I don't want to say it's not that big of a deal. Of course, it's a big deal. You have a boyfriend and this is kind of big news, right? But like the gain is, if you were a celebrity, you're in trouble. How about that? Kung sikat siya, you're in trouble. I mean, but because he's just a businessman working in corporate, 60, all that stuff. Those are all I know about him.
See, exactly. Thank you for proving my point, Mohan.
What?
And I mean, it's not so much, I suppose, like that, you know, I am purposely. Oh, no, that's not true. At this point, I told you this already. It's kind of like a game now. I just want to see how long I can keep it a secret.
It's driving me crazy.
Hey, Sam. Sam, question.
That is the point. Yes.
Question, Sam. And I've been wanting to say this my entire life, but I've never had the right to. You have the right to. Do you say that he's your non-showbiz boyfriend?
Ew. Ew.
You have to say that you're a celebrity.
Yes.
Ew. No. Yes. I do not feel the need to clarify. Okay. No,
he's annoying.
Yes,
that's the biggest flex ever. that's the biggest flex ever.
Yeah,
my entire life I've wanted to be famous enough to say, oh, I'm dating someone, but she's non-showbiz. I never got to that fame.
Exactly. Yeah. Same. I don't feel like I need to point this out because
Can we talk about Nico, please? I'm going to make this a thing. Who is Sam O's non-showbiz boyfriend? NSB. Who is Sam O's NSB?
I'm a non-showbiz husband. That's what I am. but no, that is so funny because that's like the douchiest line with Ultra Flex with it. I mean, I love it. Sam's got a non-showbiz boyfriend. That's it from now on. Please don't make this a thing.
Please don't.
How much we've missed, Nico. Nico, the chat room, by the way, we're on playback.tv/goodtimes. Streaming live. With Nico here, and you guys, please jump on playback.tv/goodtimes because you're missing out on all this great chatter, as well as watching the show live is a lot of fun. You can get your notifications when the show's about to start, as many of you did. I mean, right before the show started, I was like, okay, look, there's like 20 people here already. And then once you hit show start, they get the notification, and boom, it just jumps up like crazy. So thanks, guys, for being here live on Nico's comeback. Now, Nico, why are you back? This is something that both the fan base, oh, that's such a douchey line too,
Oh, Ooh. Yikes.
the fan base has been asking for years, why all of a sudden in March of 24 do you come back to the show?
No, I think it's just you guys coming back to do the radio show together. Major FOMO, major FOMO. I think a big chunk of it was me going like, "These mother,
Didn't
I
even
didn't get a
invite
call.
me.
I didn't get a hey. We're doing it like hey. We're doing it like we know you'll say, but let me say no. No, but like I've been listening to you guys like every morning now, and I'm like
Aww.
ah, I miss it. I miss it. And then like ever since I guess around March, start of March, the good people over at Playback, I'd met them when I was in the US, and then we were speaking a little bit, and they were like, "Hey, can you maybe connect us to a couple of people in the Philippines that would enjoy the platform, would enjoy the app, and would do well on the app? Can you just connect us to some of those people?" And the first thing I said was, "Well, you guys gotta get Good Times with Mo, the podcast, maybe even Good Times the radio show." And I think that that's really going to be something that fan base
The
is going to
millions and
appreciate.
millions are gonna appreciate. Well, listen, that almost sounds like, because you led with the radio, and that almost sounds like you may give us a day. Because look, here's what we say on the radio when Nico,
Could
I'm
be.
putting it in his, why is what was your other line again? Why is my
We're
name in your
planting the
mouth,
seed.
dude? You know what? Before Will Smith said, "Get my wife's name out of your fucking mouth," Nico said that years ago.
Why is
Years
my name
ago.
in your mouth?
Yeah. Why
Why is
is
my
my
name in your
name in your
mouth?
mouth? That's Nico. Look, Will Smith stole that shit from you. In fact, when he did say it and then went over there, of course, subsequently slapped Chris Rock, I immediately thought of you. I'm like, dude, that's Nico's line.
Imagine if he had, a Stanley Cup next to him, and he just smacked him, and he's like,
Yeah,
"Coleman
Coleman
Mo."
Mo.
I'm speaking to like seven people, aren't I?
I love
Like
it.
only seven people now get all the
The
references from that long
references.
ago. Sorry.
But anyway, back to what I was saying. So on the radio, our excuse why you're not there yet is because you live in Alabang. And I just found out
Oh,
right before the show
yeah.
started that you do not live in Alabang. And
No,
apparently,
no.
you live very close to the station. And there's an opening on Thursdays, at least Thursdays, to come join us.
And you could do it in the comfort of your own home.
Exactement. You can do it right at your house.
Do it for the money. There's nothing I wouldn't
Like
do for money.
this. Exactly like this, except I would be at the
Whatever happened to this
station,
bullshit? I
the only
miss it.
one.
FOMO. I miss it. All this bullshit. And I was like,
Nope. No. I have FOMO, but
You have
not.
bills.
I also have bills.
All right, well, welcome
Yeah.
to the BSE episode, a true BSE episode. It is GTWM, year 13, episode 17. Of course, Nico, Sam are here on this Sunday night, which is also a time we usually don't do an episode. But hey, this is fantastic to have the group back. Nico, the offer stands, though, on the radio. Why not to jump on there maybe once a week? For an hour and a half, 2 hours, or four, however you want to play it. But maybe we'll cross that bridge a little bit later, conversation-wise. Let's take our first call. Yes, are we ready? Because Sam's got to go, man. No matter all this K-drama look that she's got going on right now, she's got to go because we have a radio show in a couple of hours. So let's talk to Ron, our first caller, who's 29 years old. Or are you 30, Ron? I forgot. 30 or 29? 30.
30.
Yeah, 30 in Caloocan. That's right. Hey, Ron, what's going on, man?
Hi, good evening. Good evening, Mo.
Hello.
Annyeonghaseyo, Sam O. Magandang gabi, Nico.
Thank you.
Malanday, Marikina, Nico.
Hello, hello, hello,
Hello.
Nico.
First things
Oh, wow, a
first,
full-on snort. Ooh, love it.
Do you hear that boses ng kahirapan rap song here somewhere?
I do hear that Jedge rap in the back, as well as the Jedge dog and the Jedge community
Sorry.
and the inner
I didn't even
barangay.
know.
I hear the
I
poverty. I
didn't
hear
even
all of
know.
it in the background. I mean, it's Caloocan. I mean, this is Caloocan vibes
It's
here.
Caloocan.
Yeah. Okay. This. Yeah. So, you know, we hear it all. What's up?
Yeah, hi, good evening. Long story short, I am burnout with my work.
Yeah.
What do you
And
do?
to give you a back to
At
give
least
you
you have a
a
job. You're from
background.
Caloocan. At least you have a job.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. All right. Quick background. I currently work for a PR agency and under a media relations department. And one of the things I do is communicating with different media, maybe influencers, traditional media and whatnot. Hold on. Media and whatnot. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah. Fight off the snatcher real quick.
Fight off the snatcher.
Oh, what is that? What is this situation?
I don't know. You know, he put us on hold. By the way, Ron, you're on hold. I put you because there's a little bit of a echo. And this is a topic we kind of discussed, slightly discussed over the past week. Sam, I believe it may have been a Monday conversation. And Nico, fantastic you're here because obviously you are in the corporate world as well. You do a lot of media, you do a lot of communications in, as part of that job. And one of the big conversations on air, it may have been Thursday, actually, Sam, right? But was how the younger generation, your Gen Z, they complain a lot about their jobs. They get turned off easily about their jobs. If you reprimand them in any way, or if they're unhappy in any way, they just don't go to work anymore. Sometimes it's permanently. Sometimes they need a mental day. Sometimes they need a couple of days off for things that our generation and definitely the one prior to us would fucking suck it up. And I'm not saying this is where Ron is because we haven't really heard his story, but would you agree that your Gen Z is a soft, it's a lowercase Z, and they can't hang with some of the stresses, challenges, overwhelming, not giving everything they've got, go above and beyond bullshit that is required sometimes in the workforce or in the workplace? You think they're soft?
Do I think they're soft?
Yeah.
Is Nico Gen Z?
No, hell
I
no.
wish. I
Fuck
wish.
that.
Dude,
Are
I
you
turned
not ba?
35 in 2 weeks. So.
Wait, what? You're 35?
Oh.
Yeah, in
Shit,
two
I thought you
weeks.
were fucking older than that. I thought like you were hanging with us a little bit. I mean, I thought you were the youngest of the three, but not that much younger. I mean that as a
So
compliment,
which
though.
are you? Are you a millennial?
Yes.
Okay. Gen
Yes,
Z,
I think I'm
soft?
the very definition of it.
Okay. Jazz on the chat room says softest pussit. And then of course it brings us to another great Nico moment on the podcast. But yeah, Nico, what do you
I
think?
just
Are they soft or are you scared to say admit so
no
because
no
just
no
so
no
many
no
of them
no
work with you?
no 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 I think they are, but I actually like look up to some of the softness. Like I think that there's I think that there's definitely an easier it's a definitely an easier decision from them to like jump companies, right? And jump jobs and things like that. I think that for people my age and maybe, you know, specific to millennials, I think there's a lot of us that are actually let, like, I don't know, shyness or jahe or utang na loob get in the way of kind of like standing up for what you think is something that you deserve. Right. But I think that corporate culture, like these days, just because of how devalued sometimes employees are, have, you know, made a whole generation not have a choice. Like we don't like, you know, I don't blame them if they want to job jump for jobs that they don't feel like they're valued for.
And job jumping doesn't hurt them as much as it did maybe when we were younger, right? When you go on
Yes.
a resume and you're
That's
like,
just
why were you
the
here
game
for
now.
only 2 years?
Yeah,
Like,
that's just the game now. Yeah.
yeah.
Like I like, you know, for context, I didn't just leave the radio show and then I've just been like been bumming around. Like I have a full on like job. Like I'm an employee now, right? And you know, when we try to hire people, that is a very small consideration for us. You know, if they lasted a short amount of time at a particular job. And I remember when I was applying for that job, at that same company, that was one of the things that was still a consideration.
Yeah.
This is not, it doesn't factor in anymore, is what you're saying.
Not as
Yeah, no, it
much, not
doesn't.
as much,
Not
no.
as much.
Especially if you, especially if you're a company that wants to hire young and wants to keep your average, you know, like average employee age young, like, you know, this is just what you
So
have to
you
deal
don't
with.
really mind the retention issue if they leave, if there is a kind of direction to keep the company young. Like you don't mind them leaving
Yeah.
either. It's not just you don't mind them that they have left. You don't mind if they leave you too.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucking
I
crazy.
mean it hurts
You're constantly
sometimes
training then.
when you have to constantly train people.
Yeah.
But you know, I've always felt like, I guess as an employee,
Yeah.
I've always felt that like, look, that's the company's job.
Okay,
Make your
so.
company, your package, your culture, your compensation appealing for talented young people to stay.
What is the minimum? Is there, though, a minimum amount of time? Or how do I phrase this question? Let's get back to the original kind of thought here. You're hiring somebody, you look at the resume, and you're like, oh, you were only there for 2 years. Not a red flag. Maybe it used to be. Maybe 1 year. Not a red flag. 6 months? Is that at least a red flag? I mean, is there an amount of time that it's like, okay, you know, that's not good.
Look, if you're just there for 6 months, then
You're not even
well,
putting it on the fucking thing.
6 months, especially in corporate culture, is that's a specific amount of time because naghintay ka lang ma-regularize
Yeah,
eh.
yeah, yeah. So that's a red
So
flag.
you probably reap benefits. The time of when those 6 months are actually served, that's also worth considering kasi like naghintay ka lang ba ng 13th month,
Yeah.
right? So if you go like say for example 7 months, right? But those 7 months are from what? May to December or June to January. Like the June to January 7 month window, that's a major red flag. Kasi inhintay mo mag 6 months ka sa December,
Tapos
which
naghintay ka
made
pa ng
you
13th.
qualified for 13th month, and
Yeah.
then January comes in and then you resign
But
and then you
motherfucker,
leave.
you would do that. You would do
Absolutely. Hey, don't hate the player, hate the game, right? Someone on the chat said, Ron on the chat said, like people are getting laid off anyway. Just like in massive droves. So it's kind of like, and sorry, Sam, it's kind of like player empowerment in the NBA,
Yeah.
right? You can complain all you want that all these players just keep choosing their teams and leaving their teams and not honoring their contracts, you know, but at the same time, if someone says, well, you know, these teams keep trading them when they say they're not going to trade them anyway, right? You have contracts, you get laid off, or you know, just things like that. So yes, so the long-winded answer is yes. I think that in terms of toughing it out with a job, the younger generation has gone significantly softer. No, I don't blame them for it.
Got it. Ron, are you there?
Hi,
I
I'm
hope he
sorry.
answered your
I have
question.
to tend
Oh!
something.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Right. Back to my story. I currently work for a PR agency under Media Relations department, and to clarify, I don't want to ano. I am not one of those people who just want to, you know, madaling masaktan kapag
Yeah, yeah.
nabibigyan ng constructive
Nope. Yeah, nobody wants
criticism.
to admit that they're that. Correct.
Yeah. Number one, ang hirap kumita ng pera and ang hirap maghanap ng trabaho. So, yun. Okay naman yung trabaho ko. I love my job. I love the people I'm working with. Except last year when I started working for a new account manager and everything went disarray when lahat ng mga pagkakamali ko is she always parang highlight them and not a
Ah,
single good
sinusumbat.
job. Yes. Lagi not a single good job or a simple thank you, not a single one of them. And as you know, as months go by, parang it made me feel anxious na katrabaho siya. I'm good with other account managers that I work with, but sa kanya lang nag-ano, sa kanya lang nag-stand out. Tapos, every time I face new challenges, I used to have a fight mode whenever I face them, but now I am always on flight mode. Like, paano ko ba to anuhin, matapusin ng, you know, like, nagmamadali ka, and I am no longer, I'm no longer in for, you know.
How long you been with this company again?
2 years.
2 years. Okay. So, all right. And what's the exact question?
Actually, di pa ako tapos.
Oh, sorry.
I always on my flight mode whenever I face the challenges, and then yeah, that kind of burnout is leading me to have urges na mag-resign. Right now, wala. Kasi nagiging okay naman yung working relationship namin. But usually, whenever I feel burnout, nakakaramdam ako ng urge to resign. So, question is, how to, you know, get more motivated with work and to avoid getting burnout. I mean, experiencing burnout is normal, but how am I going to cope with this kind of experience, this feeling of, and I also want to fight that urge to resign kasi nga, number one, ang hirap kumita ng pera, ang hirap magkakatrabaho.
Yep.
So yun,
hold on. This is a lot. Let's talk about this a little bit with the group, because we get it. You're okay. So you know how I was asking you, Nick, and of course Sam, that are Gen Z people soft? Are they also high maintenance? Where he said, "Good job," like the recognition part. Because there's the complaining part, but there's also the I need to recognize, I need to good job them, I need to atta girl them, atta boy them. Nico, I'm going with you because you work in the corporate world and you got a lot of young people around you. Is that, like, I guess it's necessary. It'll make you a good, positive company. But do you think that they're needier? They need that shit?
There are people that I work with that I found benefit off of that, like benefit off of positive reinforcement, right? Are most of them younger? I didn't really think about it, I guess, maybe. But then there are also a couple of people that I work with or that report directly to me, some of them younger, some of them around my age group, that they don't care. They punch in, they punch out. Like the job is a job to them. Like they're not getting their personal fulfillment or satisfaction out of the job, right? And there are pros and cons there, right? Because as I guess if you're a leader of a team, you want your guys to kind of be like, they ride or die, di ba? Like parang,
ride
you know,
or die,
go above
but in
and
six
beyond.
Months, I'm going to leave because I'm not.
No, like parang day above and beyond, di ba? whatever you need, right? And I thought before when I was building a team that was like having, like if I had like five or six people on my team that were all like that we'd be good. There are situations where I find that some of the guys who just clock in, clock out are actually like better to work with.
Yeah, they're
because
easier.
I don't have to deal with, hey, good job. I don't have to coddle them if, you know, they necessarily do a good job. I could just be like, yo, this one wasn't good. Right, and they're like, all right, cool, whatever. So,
Sam, but let me ask.
It's necessary, but I think it's a personality thing.
Yeah, let me, Sam. What? Because we'll jump to kind of our generation. Do you are you needy? Like, do you think you would like?
Yes, I'm needy.
When's the last time I told you good job? When's the last time we heard any of that?
Well, no, I mean, you're actually, you don't say those words exactly like good job, but you will say things like, oh, you know, my favorite version of good times was you and Nico. And like, you know, there's a lot of positive reinforcement there. And then when it comes to like, you know, say events, like after every event, my question is the client happy? Was the audience happy?
Okay, you do that to me. And Nico, I don't know if you recall this because, you know, obviously the three of us are in our own chat group, especially when you were on the radio and now it's just Sam and I, but she does that every now and then. She'll message me and says, okay, feedback. And I go, oh, you were great. But I don't ever offer it. Like, I don't at the end of the show, all of a sudden I go to Sam, I just want to say you were a 10 out of 10 today and blah, 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 bullshit.
Never.
Wait, here's my review of your performance. It is, she will message me and go, oh, I know. And I'm like, you were great. Talaga, great. Okay, but then we're fucking done. There's no, what about me was great? it's just, Sam, you were great today. Good job. Have a good day. And she's like, okay, cool, sweet.
But,
see you tomorrow.
But if we, but if I wasn't great, would you tell me?
No,
you
I
would
wouldn't.
Not.
I wouldn't because you haven't told me who your boyfriend is. See, because I'm gonna keep shit from you. You're gonna
keep
shit from me.
Oh, please.
Okay? Yeah.
What?
No, but no. I think I've said things that where we need to improve. Like I remember.
Oh yeah,
last
yeah,
I was
yeah.
Like, okay, that first 10 minutes was rough. You know, it's not really your fault. Because I also don't think you make a lot of mistakes there anyway, but it's really more a technical problem, which you have no control over. This is a lot of background conversation if you are a listener of the radio show that you probably you're hearing for the first time. But my point is, maybe this guy, Ron, which I'm going to put him back in a second, he starts off with, hey, I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy you're talking about, that Gen Z. But when you start unpeeling this banana, he's exactly that dude who... A's
but I
been
think
there.
We all need that
well, no,
to some degree.
But listen, he's like, okay, I don't get the recognition I want. We were talking about like a younger group. He is in that age. Then there's how long have you been with the company? Now, if he said 7 years, fine, I knock him out of the fucking category. But it's like 2 years. And it sounds like 2 years is that make or break point for people, for the Gen Z. It's like, okay, 2 years. Am I truly happy? Is everything I want happening right now? And if not, maybe I should resign. I don't know if our generation, I don't think 2 years was the cutoff. It was like, 2 years was like, oh, I'm finally comfortable knowing what I'm supposed to do. It takes a year, year and a half to get comfortable with what you actually do for a living. But these guys, I don't know, maybe they're speeding it up a little. Oh, I'm 2 years in here. I don't know. I don't like it anymore. Now, Ron, I'm not hating on you. I'm just kind of generalizing the people. And, well, let's answer your question. Should you resign? And I don't know if we could even answer that question. But, Nico, I mean, what gets you to resign?
I'm again, not to kind of be like I'm no expert, right?
Yeah.
I'm no expert. I'm trying to figure it out as I go. There are times that I too feel anxious at my work. There are times when I, this is maybe a perfect discussion because there are times where I miss having much more time to myself the way I did when I was working on the radio, doing events on some days, but on other days, voila, right? and not having to kind of be at an office, right? 9 to 5 every single day, right? Like I struggle with those things. So right off the bat, I'm not an expert. As far as like your anxieties, how it makes you feel, if you should go and see and talk to someone, like maybe that's a conversation with an actual expert. But if your question is, should you resign? I just have like one question to anybody who's thinking of resigning. Are you so good at what you do that you could find another job quickly? Because you're right, man. Paulit-ulit mong sinasabi. Mahirap kumita ng pera, mahirap maghanap ng trabaho. It's so hard to be unemployed and it's so hard to find another job. If you are so good that you're like, you know what, I could quit now and I could find another job. By all means, do it. But by all means, quit, right? But if you think that that's going to be difficult for you, then, you know, I don't know. How rich are you? Because
well, I mean, just the guy said,
I thought we kind of established that earlier.
That's my point.
Do you hear the Boses ng Kahirapan rap song in the back?
So yeah.
It was what his line was.
That's my point.
Ron.
Right?
Ron, you're singling out one person, though. And that means there might be others there that you can find what you're looking for, even though you probably want it most from this manager. I forgot whatever her role was. But I wouldn't resign either. I'm usually telling people not to resign unless they have another job ready in the wings and waiting for them. It's almost like what Nico's saying, but mine's even more conservative. Do not resign until you actually have the offer and you're about to sign it. Nico's is, you're good enough to get another one. It's still very similar, but I'm even scared of Am I good enough? Like, shit, I think we're good enough to be on another radio station, aren't we? I mean, I think we're good enough. But I'm not 100% sure we would be, though. Like, hired by another radio station. Even though I think, at least in the morning, we're one of the better options. So that's me. That's the anxiety or paranoia or safe conservativeness, whatever you want to call it. That's me. So I'm always on team don't resign unless you're fucking 100% sure that your bills will be paid. Like, you will get a paycheck in 2 weeks from the day you resign. And it's just going to be from another source. Sam, anything? Because we got to get rid of this guy already.
No, I wouldn't resign either. I think even if you do get a job, there's no guarantee that a difficult boss will not come along.
Sure.
I think maybe you should take this as a character growing experience. Oh. If there's any way of, I don't know. I mean, how does it work anyway? Like, are you supposed to give feedback to HR or something like that? Maybe there's like a lack of communication. Maybe she doesn't even know that she's being so tough on you. I don't know. What is the process? But
okay, hold on. Can I jump on that, Nico, again, really quickly?
Yeah.
Is there, because I don't work corporate, and your job is probably closest to his versus what Sam and I do, but is there also magsusumbong ka sa HR and you're going to pay for it?
I think that happens. I think that's human nature. If you have a halfway decent HR department in your company, you should have like a review process in place within the year to review your superior and for your superior to review you. Now, I will not say that process is perfect, lalo na sa Pilipinas, kasi minsan, di ba, mm-hmm. like parang, barkada yan.
Oy, taka lang, diba? Dami tumatawag sa radyo na HR, di ba, spilling all the good.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and I think someone on the chat made a good point, right? So, they're saying maybe the question isn't necessarily just should I resign, but how do you stop the urge to resign? I would start looking for another job, and I would quiet quit with this job. That was the phenomenon, like,
quiet 2022, quit. Yeah,
2023, like quiet quitting, right? Here's advice. Again, if your company has a halfway decent HR department, it is so hard to fire a person. It is so very hard. As a company, as an HR department, to terminate a person. Lalo na if you don't have any like hard like sales quotas or things like that, right? So try to find another job. Like, you know, update your LinkedIn, go and try to find another job. And then I think that if you know that, okay, I'm trying to find a way out, then your new annoying boss isn't going to be so annoying to you anymore because you're like, ende kundi ka na lang. Once I find another job, I'm going to be out. I'm going to be rid of you.
Okay, got it. Cool. Ron, thanks for the call, man. Sorry we had to run because Sam's got bedtime, but I hope that helped a little bit. And then I think somebody brought up what his question was, the urge to resign. Whether it's an urge to resign or you want to resign or should I resign? I think everything we said is still kind of in the same ballpark of have some security, especially when you're 30 and there's a massive competition out there for jobs. It's all, I mean, the competition is crazy. So I wouldn't just kind of jump and say, okay, I'm going to resign or have the urge to resign without having some kind of backup plan. And I think what Nico said there, which is it's really hard to fire somebody. I don't know if that's 100% true, Nick, because we just had people saying they're getting laid off left and right like crazy. But I don't know if there's a difference between firing somebody and laying somebody off. I don't know. I don't work in that world. But I still would be terrified of that. So thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks, Ron. I hope it helps.
Should we take our next call or a break? Do you guys need a break or you want to grab our next one? Because I'm trying to speed it up here.
Like, yeah, let's go.
Let's grab a next one. All right, let's grab a next one here and take our next caller. By the way, we're on playback.tv/goodtimes. We'll get to a point where we're starting to give away like prizes, especially on the radio as well. Thanks, Tito Nico, for that. Let's take our next caller. Hello? Hello? Did we lose her? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
Hello?
Hi. Yes, hi. Hey, can you use your cell phone? Can you put your cell phone in your ear? Because there's like a echo or something.
Oh, she's watching on playback.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, she's watching on playback? Okay, yeah. Just mute. You don't have to turn it off. Just mute it, and then we can do the call easier there.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Nico. We're good. What's your name?
I'm Jot.
Jot. Ja, how old are you?
Ja.
Commented from. I'm 35.
35. And Portland, right?
Indiana.
Yes.
Portland, Oregon.
So,
What's up?
yep, I'm 35, practically recently married. So,
Congrats.
as with my age,
Congrats.
especially my parents, they've been asking me already, you know, oh, kailan kayo magkakaanak? So, and for me, right now, me and my husband are not so like keen on having children.
Why? He's ugly?
So, and for no,
Really?
no,
I
and
don't
for me, like
know.
my reason is so my story is so I'm an only child, my
Yeah.
from Pampanga. So ever since I started working, I basically have been the one providing 90% of our finances, so I'm the breadwinner. So
Sorry, are you the breadwinner of your family, your married family, or you're talking about the breadwinner of your parents and
your
siblings
parents.
that
Oh, my parents.
Okay, got it.
So
Sorry.
I'm an only child. I don't have any siblings, so I
Oh,
provide
that's right. Yeah.
90% of our of my parents' finances. So as being that, so no, I provided. So that 90% is basically like about 50% of my salary.
Okay. And
So
your parents are in the US or are they in the Philippines?
no, in the
Okay,
Philippines.
got it.
Yeah, in the they're in Pampanga while I was working in the Philippines in Makati. So the 50% of what's left of my salary comes to my own rent, my own expenses. So basically you know I didn't have much money left to like enjoy. Like I was working, I didn't have the luxury to enjoy like I see people all getting trips or buying stuff they want. So I feel like I haven't enjoyed much of my life as an adult. So
This is why
it
you don't
comes
want to
to
have
this
kids
point
yet.
na yeah, so having kids takes away, well, financially, emotionally, and I feel like right now I'm in a new place. I finally will have the chance to you know do what I wasn't able to do before. So I feel like having kids will, you know, will prevent me from doing that.
What's so funny?
I'm just reading a comment from Eddie Helia. Puro adulting topics
Oh.
ang calls. Wala bang nagpa-BJ sa bangus?
Mean, like all my life I've been providing for my family. I haven't provided for my own like enjoyment. So when will it be my time? It's not like, oh, I have a kid, I have a baby today, and then we don't have the luxury to pay for you know, nannies, you know,
Yeah, you know
here in
what's
the
crazy? You know
US,
what's crazy?
ang mahal.
You know what's crazy, Joe, is for an only child, you've lived a big family life. And that's because of all the responsibilities that you're
I know.
kind of stuck with here. That I understand maybe not wanting to have kids because for someone not in a big family, you have yet to have any kind of independence. But the clock is ticking, right? And
I
at
know.
35, if you wait any longer, there might be a reality that it'll never happen. So the choosing between those two is that's a pretty serious crossroads you're at.
I know.
Sam,
And that's, yeah.
Sam, can I bring this up to you real quick? So remember at that one point you froze your eggs?
Yep.
And that was,
Which I no longer have,
I
just to
know, yeah, you
clarify.
melted them.
Yeah.
So when you froze them though, it was, correct me if I'm wrong, just in case I run out of time, I'll
Yeah.
still be able to pull this off. You think it's a
Right.
maybe a viable plan for her?
Well, I mean, seeing as how I did it and then decided against it, I'm not going to recommend it to her. But obviously, you know,
Wait,
it
why
is
did you decide against
something.
it, if I may?
Oh, it was like a faith thing.
Okay.
I froze my eggs and then I, you know, had them stored, and then I was, you know, like starting my faith journey at the time. And I was Catholic at the time. And then I later on realized that the Catholic Church teaches against it. And so I was like, ah, oh, crap. You know, sat on it for a bit. Like,
Damn,
what am
now
I
I have
gonna
to have
do?
sex.
What? And eventually I came to the decision that, you know what, it's not worth it for me to go against something that maybe God wouldn't be happy with. So I tossed him out.
Got it. But for if let's say we don't know what her faith kind of status is, but I'm kind of leaning to that might be a plan. Now, I don't know how expensive that is, and I know you're kind of just recuperating now and getting to save and all that, but that might be that middle place, that middle ground where you can do both. You freeze your eggs, live the life for a couple of years that you've never had the chance to live, and then maybe one kid max, you unfreeze and you pull that off.
Do you
Do you have
want
a
kids?
timeline? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a timeline for when you want kids?
No, not right now. Like, I'm not saying that that I'll be always like close to the possibility, but I mean like my mentality. I'm not saying that maybe in the future, yeah, I'd like one at least, but right now it's the strong no for me.
Right, but isn't the
And
plan to protect against that just in case? I mean, fine, maybe you don't ever have to want to do it. Then you do what Sam did, just throw them out. But just to have that in your back pocket might be a plan.
right now, like the finances, I'm not sure that we will be able afford to be to afford the procedure, but
Okay. Well, what's the question? Sorry. I mean, I kind of preempted the conversation.
no,
I
I mean,
apologize. What's the question?
having said my reason behind my dislike of having children, like is it a selfish thing? Is this a selfish decision? Like, because right now I feel like, part of me is feeling guilty because my parents might not be able to have the joy of having having grandchildren.
Sure.
I'm their
That's
only
how I
child,
feel.
so
Yeah.
they're looking forward to having
Okay,
one
let me ask the
for me.
person who most recently had a baby. Nico, the having your
Nick, he's so
apologies. He's fucking
cute.
amazing. By the way,
Looks nothing like Mina.
we haven't even had the chance to ask you how fatherhood has been. Maybe we'll take a break when you come back. Well, I just like quickly like how the enjoyment has been, because it looks like you're having a great time, but of course that's IG where we put our best moments. But really, when he's not on Instagram, just Nico just spanking the hell out of his son, beating him with a cane. Nico, when did you guys decide to have a baby, or was this just a just happened thing?
No, we decided. We were like, okay, we think we're ready to have a baby. It's just that we thought that we'd be waiting a little longer, but we got pregnant fairly quickly from the decision, from the time we made the decision that we wanted a baby. What I will say, like, I only have one kid, right? So like, what do I know? I don't think anyone's really ready to have a baby. Like, one of my best friends right now, I think they're like 3 months pregnant, and he's like, we feel so unready. We feel so unready. I was like, oh, you're gonna feel that like as you're driving your baby home. Like, I don't think that really kind of like goes away, right? There's always this nagging feeling that hindi ka pa ready, but you have to want it. But I think like you have to want to be a parent. You want to be a parent for the sake of being a parent. You don't want to be a parent so that your parents could be a grand. I understand it, right? I understand it. There's really nothing like seeing your parents kind of just melt at the sight of their grandchild. But you've sacrificed so much. You've sacrificed so much for your parents, for other people around you. I don't think that you're doing anything inherently bad. Right, you're just not taking that proactive step to give them another gift, which is a child. Because right now it sounds to me like that's what you want a child for. You want a child as another thing to give to your parents, in the same way that you, for so many years, were giving half of your salary to your parents. Right, like I love my parents, right? But as we've established in my return to BSE, mo ang pera, di ba? No way they're getting half my swag. And I love my parents, right? You've already given them so much. Like, don't, like, it's not fair to you. It's not fair to the kids. Not fair to your husband. Don't have a kid because your primary motivation is, oh, I want my parents to experience the joy of being grandparents.
I'm not sure if I agree. Still thinking about it.
I agree that you do have to want it. And then the feeling of not being ready because, yeah, maybe no one is really fully ready. So there's that. And then not being ready because you feel like all my life I've been providing, for other people. Yes, they're my parents, but still. And now having finally some possibility of enjoying, just being free and maybe spending money on myself and whatnot. And then, like, do I want to get a child into the mix? Like, I get it. Just today, though, like earlier today, I was having a conversation with this girl who was very pregnant. And how old was she? In any case, she was just telling me about how, like, with like technology now and how all of these things are being developed and coming up, parang it's not as challenging anymore to have a child a little later in life. So I don't know.
You mean the clock, that clock that I was talking about earlier is not as hard of a time as it
It's going
used
to
to
be
be.
ticking for a lot longer
Okay. Do you think
than.
Sam, that you're still in the boat of, yeah, no, I might have kids one day? Or has the ship sailed for you? Because how old are you? You're early
I'm
40s? Okay,
44.
you're
I'm
44. All
44.
right. So have you closed this already? I mean, because look, you're in a relationship, and I'm assuming at some point you guys are going to be thinking about making this a forever thing. I mean, you're probably thinking about it right now. Like, why would you even be in a relationship if it wasn't like a forever mindset? But in the forever mindset is, wait a minute. Is my door closed? Do I got a shot here? Do I want a shot here? Like, where are you at?
Right. I'd love to have kids, but it's not something that I think of anymore as like, okay, wow, is this possible? I don't know. But for me, it's like it's super up in the air still. Is it possible? Maybe. Is it not going to happen for me anymore? Maybe. And either way, like I don't have very like strong feelings about it. I mean, but I would love to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes 100% sense. But I guess the million peso question then for me, for you, that maybe this girl can grab is how to be okay if it never happens. Now, I know you kind of addressed it a little bit with your last sentence, but maybe for her, or I saw somebody in the chat room said they were in the same problem. I think the key is how to be okay if it doesn't happen.
You're asking me.
Yeah.
For me, it's God.
Gotcha.
That's it. That's it. And yeah.
Okay. All right. Joe.
Well, actually hearing all your sides, I'm more of like what Nico said. Like I'm more of for it's if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it for my parents type of thing than myself. Like, and if it doesn't happen, well, maybe I'd be more relieved if I'm not gonna have, if I don't have any children.
Well,
If
who's
it
going to pay
happens,
90% of your
or...
bills when you get old if you don't have any kids? That's the
That's
problem.
the thing. As with like Filipino families, what they say, oh, children are there, are the retirement
Retirement, yeah.
plans of
Yeah.
the parents.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what happened to me. My parents right now don't work. They're seniors, so they're now relying of what I will send them. Well, which currently right now I don't send them anything because I'm still jobless here. And there will I left them a little bit of money before I left for the US, so
Well,
that's
I think
rough
then I
right
think
now.
the answer's right there, right? I mean, if this was a should I have kids question, well, we'll kind of go back to even a little bit related to our first caller. Concentrate on getting your career right, and then cross that bridge a year or two from now. It's a priority game, right? Get you're in the US. I don't know how long you've been in the US, if this is new, but if it is, establish yourself. And the baby can come down the line. You have a little bit of time, and as Sam said, that clock takes a little longer than it maybe used to in the past. But the realities are there is a clock, and that clock might dictate one child maximum. It might dictate none. And if you're going to be okay with that, and I think you are, then let's just concentrate on you and establishing yourself, and then everything else happens if it happens down the line.
Okay, but I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, right. Okay. All right. No,
am
really.
I selfish?
No, absolutely
Yeah,
not.
so that's the biggest
No.
thing for you, right? It's like it's not even about the possibility of never having kids and am I going to be
Yeah.
okay with that? But
More
you're
like.
just, am I being selfish right now? When I'm the only child and the only shot my parents have at having a grandchild is me,
Like my
and I'm saying no,
their
I'm
lineage is gonna.
selfish.
Yeah. Just go adopt a kid, tell them it's yours, pretend it's yours, and send it over to the Philippines, Pampanga. I mean, that's the way the Americans do it. Yep. Okay.
Oh my gosh, but I mean, adoption is an option too. You know, if down the line you would like a child.
Like, no, that's money.
Okay,
Like,
I
that's not
don't
even my
like the
kid
dead
anymore.
air.
Like,
Money
after I say
and,
that.
you know, like, well, it's gonna be little, I have to take care of. It's
Yeah, but they
gonna
might.
take a lot of my time.
Yeah, but they
That,
might play for the
that's the
Trailblazers, and
guilty
then you'll be
part of it.
rich. Yeah, no, that's exactly the mindset. No, listen, let's like I said, right now it's about you. And however long it takes to establish you in Portland is the amount of time you're gonna, that's where your concentration's at. Once you're comfortable with living in the US and having a job, and you and your husband, because you just recently got married, are kind of good and stable, then start having the conversation of kids. It might happen, it might not happen. And you know, you're not selfish because there are more priorities right now than having to make your parents happy. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And trust me, you're not giving them any money right now. They're probably not thinking about the kid. They're thinking about how the fuck they're going to pay for their life. So it's probably not even on the radar. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Have a good one. Bye.
Well, good
Bye,
luck,
Joe.
Joe.
By the way, I'm just happy that I got to call during the time the BSE got completed again.
Yeah, well, that's Nico's
And I'm
fault.
so happy for
Yeah,
you. Thank you,
Oh, we're
guys.
happy you're
Thanks. All
here.
right, bye. Even the whole Eddie Hellier or the IHDP, it doesn't even sound right when I say it. Like, I'm like
Yeah,
forcing it when I
that's.
say Eddie Hellier.
Wait,
It's just different.
I'm sorry. I got stumped, to be honest. Like, I went to Limutan for a bit when you said you were 44.
Yep. I turned 44 in January.
Because like I mean obviously I was new, I was like the youngest out of the three of us, right? But I always thought that we were just like maybe like 4 years apart
Yeah, I didn't even. I thought that's what I'm saying. You even you as 35. I'm not saying you look older. I just thought we were all closer.
I think I knew that Nico and I had quite the age gap.
Oh no, I'm shocked. I'd, like
Oh
everyone on
man.
the playback chat is simping on you, but like, is
Dude.
that what the playback chat is? Is just like 80% of people just like,
They're trying to turn
Sandy
it
looks so
into
good.
they're trying to turn it into like
No.
fucking.
I also don't know how you guys are keeping up with a chat while we're having a conversation.
It's not that difficult to keep up with it because it's just like sa ganda ni Sam at 10:30. Mukhang 24 lang si Sam. Oh, Sam, can I have your melted eggs? You can adopt me, Sam. 44, pero
Oh
parang 24. I'm not making any of
my
this
God. Guys.
up. Like, I'm not good enough to make up all of that. Like, I'm like reading.
If we wanted to prove that it
That's
doesn't
very
matter what
kind.
kind of
Thank you.
app you put out there, people will try to turn it into a hookup app. This is fucking evidence that whether it's
Yeah.
Binoy's or anybody will turn anything into a goddamn hookup app. Anything. This is
Yeah.
an example of
Yeah.
that.
Also, what, like, while all that was happening, what is Sam saying? What are the words coming out of Sam's mouth? You know what? If I never have a child, it's okay with me. You know why? God.
God,
I have God.
my faith journey,
As she's
my
saying that,
faith.
people in the comments, ako na lang ampunin mo. Sam, oh, dito naman ako. Sam, please.
Sam, by the way, tonight also.
Oh,
Look.
guys.
I don't blame it. Like I said, I've never, not once in the years that I've known you, not ever seen you like not this pretty. Like I'm not shocked. People on the chat are like, "Oh my God, get any Sam today." I'm like, "Isn't that what Sam looks like every day?" And then I got
You know
stumped at
what?
44 because I was like, "Oh, really? You've hit 40. You don't look it."
Yeah.
But the reaction on the chat is still a little like, "Oh, wow."
You know what's crazy?
This is
Wow.
all.
You know what's crazy, Seb? This is
Oh.
probably, I mean, I don't mean this as an insult, but You're showered right now with compliments about your looks. Showered.
I know, and I'm very uncomfortable.
I know.
Thank you, but this is very
Yeah, but
uncomfortable.
what's funny is Sam wants to go to sleep right now. Like, she wants to go to sleep fucking right now, okay? And we still have one more call, which we'll breeze real quick through. But she wants to go to sleep. I'm like, Sam, if I were being showered with compliments about my looks, I'm not going to fucking sleep because I don't know what I'm going to wake up looking like. I'm like, well, don't know. It was just a dream. Wait a minute. Has your neck always been this long? Look at the length on that fucking thing.
Guys, can we please? BSE, come on.
Have a
Let's
wrinkle,
go.
Sam-O. How
Let's
about
do
like have
this.
one wrinkle?
Fucking giraffe.
Like
You know
have
what? I
one.
think this it I think this is like a lighting situation. I find like I hit a sweet spot
No,
today or something like that. Everything is working for
Nico's
me.
lighting's amazing.
And
Like shit all
it's
over
yeah,
here.
it's really
Like just fucking
good.
shit everywhere. Like, that's literally trash, right?
You know how many
there.
YouTube videos I've had to watch to work this stupid light? Meanwhile, Sam, your light, Lazada.
Sam's
Yeah, actually. It's
Sam's
like one of
lighting
those
setup.
chippy by ring light thingy.
All right, we gotta take a break. Let's take a break. When we come
Let's
back,
okay.
one last quick call, and then we'll get Sam to get her some beauty sleep here because clearly she needs it. You're listening to GTWM Year 13, episode number 17. It is a BSE, a real one. Man, it's so good to say that. Back after this, don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 13, episode number 17. Best show ever with Nico Ramos back in studio with us. Well, virtual studio or remote studio. Sam O, of course, as you all know, is here. I mean, she's there. Everybody, rejoice. We are running out of time here. We probably have room for one more call. But before that, anything we want to talk about? Because I feel like we've rushed through this because we're trying to push for time. But is there anything you guys want to bring up before we...
Nico's fatherhood. We were going to talk about that.
That's
Let's
right.
ask him.
Nico.
Go.
I mean, it looks like you're having the time of your life. And I'm like, I feel like you're going to fire out another kid just because it's so good.
Are you guys talking about it already?
No,
Be honest.
No. Maybe
really?
Next year. But
you
yeah.
are talking about
every,
it.
Every cliche that's ever been said about like being a father, and like Mo, you know, like I used to poke fun at you
Yeah.
before, like every time you talked about your kids, right? I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. No, I was wrong. All of it is true. Every single like bad movie, Hallmark card, Liam Neeson in Taken, it's all true. It's all true about like being a parent.
You know, that's why I was gonna. That's why, if you noticed in the last call where I said, I'm not sure I agree with that, it was in with that in mind. Not really, oh, she should have a kid for her grandchild. There is a feeling that is not able to be replicated, no matter if you don't want to have kids, that, what am I trying to say? It is so unique of a feeling, and it cannot be found anywhere else, that I. If somebody said, well, yeah, I kind of don't, or maybe I don't want, I'm like, you should. And even to you, Sam, when I asked you about your, you know, being 44 and thinking about it and you being okay if it never happened, I mean, your comeback to me is the perfect answer. Well, God, because I can't trump that. But it's a feeling that can't be replicated that if I were you, I would push for. But again, I'm not going to tell you to do that. It's
I
just.
agree. No, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
But it's just that I've come to a place where I'm at peace with it not happening, but I want it very much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then
Yeah.
still push for it, right? It's just whether it happens is or not is because we're going back now to the last caller and not Nico's father life. But oh yeah, let's just go back to Nico real quick. But boy versus girl. Like, I'm always team girl, and you have a boy. If you were gonna
I
have
was
another one,
on
would you?
record wanting a girl, right? I
Yeah.
think when Bea was pregnant, we were doing the show together. I was on record like wanting a girl. Obviously, you know, when you have a child, kind of like that preference just it just fades, right? It just doesn't even matter anymore, right? And then it just comes back when you start thinking of like the next one. But what's up, catch up on the chat has just like, well, not verbalized, but like put onto like words my absolute biggest, most legitimate fear. Is we have
What?
another we have because Tyler, my son, looks nothing like me, right? Like
Totally sleep baby.
Samuel, if it's just me and him, the security guards are looking at me like, where'd you get that kid? Like looks exactly like Bea. If you see a baby photo of Bea, like the
Dude, he so looks like Bea.
same person, right? And obviously, like I'm the reacher in the relationship, right? Like my wife, just like incredibly much more attractive than I am.
I know that life.
We don't know anything about your NSB, Sam, so we don't know if you're in the same boat as us. Are you reaching? Are you being reached for? But me and Mo, we know what it's like to kind of
Well, ask
be.
Ron Makati on the chat room. I bet you he'll say that
Yeah,
the
exactly.
guy's reaching.
So my fear, which WhatsApp catch up on the playback chat said, is what if you have another kid? It's a girl and looks just like me. And I'm like, no, let's not do that to her. Si,
You could.
si kuya guapo, te sayo na te sayo yung kuya, tas yung girl, ako.
You know what's funny? Because I had the same fear, but it's with height. Like, I don't want to have a boy because there's a chance he's 5'1", and that terrifies me. Like, I mean, I would consider myself lucky if Amsterdam even gets to 5'1". If she gets to 5'1", I think that's a huge win. She's tiny, and if we had a boy, feeling cool, that's where he's going to live in that range, and I just cannot do that to him. So, like, I mean,
Oh.
I know he'll be attractive. I mean, clearly, Chopper's stunning, but I—that's my big fear. So, for Nico's big fear to have a girl and look like him, and Nico, by the way, you're not ugly. I mean, you're a good-looking
No,
guy,
no, no,
but
no, 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 no,
I know
no, no,
ba.
no, no.
Both of
Hey,
you actually, you do this thing.
well,
First
she's just trying to get
of all,
revenge for us. Everybody giving her all of this.
no,
First of
but it's
all,
true. You guys, yeah, have like body dysmorphia or something.
I don't have a chat just kind of like going crazy about like how I look, regardless of
Oh
topic.
my
People are
gosh,
calling
Gino.
in with their lives in ruins. Magre-resign na. Dapat ba ako magkaanak? The chat is, oh my God, ganda ni Sam. Like, that's not happening for me. I'm not saying na pangit ako, right? Mayabang akong tao. I think I'm much more attractive than I actually am, right? I think I'm fine looking. And then there's my
You
wife.
are.
And then there's my wife. And then just given the choice, just logically, do I want my offspring to look like me or like my wife? That's an
Guys,
easy choice for me.
as three people with non-showbiz partners, no.
Yeah. No, I've become Bea's non-showbiz
You are
husband. That's what I am now.
the She's a social media star, and you are struggling through the corporate world. No, here's where I'm at. Okay, so I've been on television many years, 30 years now in quote-unquote showbiz. Even till
Wow.
this very day, when someone says, "Oh, yeah, Pogi Mo," the first reaction is, "You're fucking lying." Every single
Oh, you know
time.
why? You know why,
Every
Sam?
single time. You're
You know
lying.
why? You know why,
Why?
Sam? Because I've stood next to yung guwapo talaga.
Oh.
Like if like again, sa Malanday, guwapo ako. No, like this is not to put down anyone from my beloved hometown, right? But like you see me like in I don't know, like makita mo ako sa palengke, yan. Para oh, guwapo nung bumibili ng karneo, 'di ba? But being working where we've worked, right? And you're forced to be in the same room
Never heard
as
that line
kahit na
before.
hindi piolo, right? Kahit na hindi si piolo. Kasi like, piolo's not human,
Yeah, Gerald,
right?
Gerald.
Like even, like, Gerald? No, man, there's no way. I saw Gerald, because Gerald played basketball. Like we know each other like
He's a
from like
fantastic player.
basketball circles, right? I saw Gerald Anderson once at the mall. And then he saw me, he's like, bro. And I was like,
Dude, I was we
I'm
played
not
we
standing next to that dude. You know how good looking Gerald
He's
Anderson
so
is?
good looking. And I know he's probably a shit boyfriend or was, but listen, we played basketball with Gerald, who's a fantastic player. And when you're looking at him play, and sometimes it's easy to you like you get wowed by the game because when you see Artista that plays well, it's good. But then I started looking at shit on him that like I wish I had like his amazing chest hair, for example. My God, look at that chest hair. How the fuck can you get that? Like it extends to the sides. I mean, he looks like Captain America. It's like, wow, this guy. I mean, he's so good looking. Fuck that guy.
I believe you.
Anyway, what were we gonna? Yeah, okay. So anyway, I forgot what the whole topic was. Oh yeah, your kid being looking like you if you had a girl. Yeah, that's the big fear. And it almost makes me want to stop ever thinking about having a child. Because what if I have a boy?
Mm.
Just what if?
It's like a 5 foot flat boy.
Man. Fucking A. That would be rough.
Pero kasing yabang mo. Ganun.
Oh.
It's hard, man. No, it's hard. Hard. No, like someone asked me. Someone asked me. Kasi like, para, mabait, like para, oh, si Tyler, do you want him to get into sports? Do you want him to play tennis? Because Bea plays tennis. Do you want to play tennis or play basketball? I'm like, I don't want him to play basketball. Kasi, again, I'm halfway decent at basketball. Bea is legitimately good at tennis. Wala siyang mamanahin sa akin sa basketball except broken dreams.
Right.
Go play a sport where that's actually like in your blood.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. Anyway, well, let's keep it pushing. It's 14 minutes to go before 11 p.m. Sam's cutoff time. We'll talk to who's our girl here? AJ. AJ, you are 33. You're in Manila. Welcome to the show. You're a tall glass of water, AJ. How tall are you?
5'5".
Oh, okay. No, you look taller in the picture. Okay, what's going on?
Actually, anyway, hi, DJ Mo, Sam, and Nico.
DJ right? Nico, DJ Sam.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, good evening. Backstory. My cousin. Straight na ako sa story.
Oh, wait, hold on.
My cousin.
Well, can you mute the playback .tv/goodtimes in the background, please?
Don't have any.
Oh, well, there's an echo. Okay, anyway, it's gone now. Go ahead.
Okay. So, again, my cousin, almost a sister to me, is having an affair with a married guy. So prior to this, she had a long-time boyfriend for almost 12 years. Yeah. And since LDR, of course, may mga nakaabang na temptation.
Yeah.
This married guy, he approached her first before pa lang sa Philippines, here in Manila. And then nagkasama na sila sa work din. And then pagpunta ng Taiwan, ayun, pinuntahan siya nung guy and then build relationship as a tropa daw. So, lumalabas sila as a tropa. Pero, fast forward, kakasuyo ni married guy, especially sa time that she had a surgery, asikaso siya, nagkaroon sila ng relationship for 6 months. Habang sila pa nung boyfriend niya na long time na 12 years.
Oh. Yeah. And this guy's so, married, you're saying. This guy's married, correct? Ayun.
Yes, married for since 2018.
Okay.
So legally married based nga sa source ko hindi pa sila hiwalay ni legal wife. So walang idea si legal wife about my cousin.
Yeah.
So ginawa siyang kabit. So yun yung ano ko. Ang question ko, sabi ko, do I have the right to threaten this guy na iwan mo. Actually, gusto ko siya kasing murahin eh. Gusto ko siya. I'm so, ako pa talagang galit. Of course, kasi para sa akin is, yun nga, ang press release niya sa cousin ko, hiwalay na sila daw. Hiwalay na daw sila. So, nung napag-aalaman ko, hindi naman eh.
Yeah.
Pwede ko ba siyang murahin, threaten?
When you say threaten, what do you mean? You're isusumbong mo sa asawa niya? Like, that's the threat? Okay, all right.
Yes.
Where are you guys at on this one?
Wait, so your cousin knows the situation fully?
No, ang sabi sa kanya is hindi daw sila hiwalay. Ang sabi sa kanya, hiwalay na sila at hindi sila kasal, may anak lang, ganun.
Who are your sources? You said your sources tell you otherwise. Who are they? Facebook? Who are they?
Actually, mga friends din na nandun sa Taiwan na mga nakasama din namin before.
Okay. There's always that risk that if you jump into their situation that the cousin that you hold so dearly, you said she was a sister of yours, there's always that risk that you're going to ruin that relationship. But my question really is, why haven't you told your cousin first? Like, you've told us before you've told her.
Actually, I already told her ang release niya sa akin eh hiwalay na daw sila. Pero lumalabas pa rin sila eh. Nagtatago na sila. Parang ganun.
Ah, so she's saying they broke up na. Na they're not together.
Yung information niya sa amin.
Okay, yeah, tingin mo yung pinsan mo, ano, bulag-bulagan lang yan. Ang maangan.
Sabi ko, hindi naman siya tanga. She said that stupid naman.
Nico. Nico's not convinced.
Mahal.
At this point, we can consider it.
Okay.
Okay, she's done. Okay, listen, she's done her part with her cousin. It's how much more involvement should AJ be in terms of jumping in now with the other guy's wife and contacting her? Where are we at on that?
Okay, so you don't want to even confront the guy first. You want to go straight to the wife.
Well, I think you're going to threaten the guy with the wife.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the... okay.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Is that the number one fear sa mga mangluloko na guys na that their wife malalaman ng wife nila? Is that the number one fear? There's nobody in the room that we can ask.
It's up there.
I wouldn't know.
Why is my name in your mouth?
I wouldn't know. Ihod bipi. My first day back. Grabe yung trap. Bilang babaero, yun ba yung greatest fear? Just looking at my box. Ask me for. Ewan ko.
Okay, so there are rules. There are rules between, like, is there a code? Is there a girl code here? Because on the bro code, there's a bro code here, right? And I don't know if I subscribe to it, but there it exists, right, Nico? You do not tell the wife of your bro what's going on. Do girls have that? And I don't know if they do. There might just be the code of the world, which is if you know another girl's getting fucked, you tell her. And it might be kind of the opposite of the bro code, right? So you can go with the, well, if I were a wife, I would have wanted to know answer.
And I can... except she has told the girl. Sinabi mo na sa pinsan.
No, yung wife. Eh. Kasi the yung pinsan tanga.
Ah, yung wife.
But guess who's not tanga? The wife.
Yeah.
So there is a rule in the world though that hey, girls stick together, which is really not true. And maybe you then tell her. I'm okay with that, but you're going to risk damaging your relationship with your cousin because you've told your cousin. Your cousin has lied to you already that they're not seeing each other. And if you go that far and scandalize it, there's a really big chance that you have just ended your relationship with your cousin.
It's okay.
Right. Like,
commit.
Well, why are you so invested in
it? I'm sorry?
She goes, it's okay, just as long as she's not a kabit or whatever.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know. Maybe nakakahiya sa family and at the same time, she's ruining a family. May anak na eh. May anak na. And then, of course, fault din naman nung guy. Pero, wag na siyang maging accomplice.
This is a good question.
I think in the same vein, there's a train of thought that might tell you the same thing. If your whole point is wag ka nang gagawin lalaki, wag ka nang maging accomplice. I think there's also in the same breath someone that might say issue nila yan. Wag ka nang sumali.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not saying your feelings about it are invalid, right? Because you love your cousin, right? You're feeling embarrassed for your family. These are all valid feelings, right? But I think that the way you framed your question at the very, very start is, do I have a right? I think that you have a right, maybe even an obligation to tell your cousin. You've told your cousin doesn't want to listen. I don't think it's on you now. I don't think that you're...
You're saying she's done her part. You've done
your part. You've done your part. I don't think it's on you to go confront the husband and tell him to change his ways or tell his wife because I'm sticking up for girls. Because that's not why you're doing it. You're not doing it.
Listen, Nico, I just say that because I like the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, like, hey, if you're going to do it, put it live on playback.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just let us watch. Get the chat going, right? We'll stream the Zoom. There's no way that the guy knows. Right,
yeah,
but
the only reason why I'm saying you do it because girls have this kind of code that you look out for each other is because I want you to do it. Because I am a spectator to this stuff and I like hearing these stories. That's been consistent for years on this show. You know I'm pro Sumbong. And that is I love the drama.
My philosophy on the show has always been I'm pro caller, right?
Yep.
Even Pusit guy,
yep,
as screwed up as that guy was, he's a caller of our show. He comes in, he supports us, right? If you're on the chat, if you're on a hater, if you want someone else being on the podcast, not me, don't care. Don't care. I love you because you're supporting the show, right? Yeah. So I'm always going to be on our callers and our listeners' side.
Yep.
And I'm on your side when I say, as they're saying on the chat, te hayaan mo na yan, te.
Sam, your take on her.
I'm just thinking out loud. I feel like if your concern is that it's going to ruin your relationship with your cousin, I feel like either way, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you do anything on top of this. I feel like if she's lying to you to see him, then she knows that something isn't quite right. Diba? So it's not like she's completely in the dark. Right?
Exactly. Because she's now lying to her. So now this is full, I want to do this. I want to be in this situation. I am aware of the consequences. I'm aware of my actions.
And then the whole concern about, oh, what an embarrassment to the family. If you go to the wife and then the issue becomes bigger, now more people are involved, more people can find out. Does that help your concern? I don't know. I think maybe I'm with Nico on this one. Like, I think you've done your part. Everyone is like full grown adults. You have done what you can. I think it now comes down to what they decide to do about it.
Have you been with a married man, AJ, before?
No, never.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, never.
It's there are complexities involved that I'm kind of stuck here. A part of me agrees with the two here that just kind of stay away. You've done your part. You've maxed effort on this. Anything after this is just beyond what you should do. But like I said, if somebody else out there has information about if I were in that situation and somebody had information and I'm not told about it, I would be a little pissed off. Now, she doesn't know you exist, this wife, so maybe it's not that big of a deal. But for the sake of wanting to see shit burn and you having information that would be very beneficial to her, I'm okay with threatening him or talking to her. But I'm fine with both. Take a step back, get out of it. Don't get into a conflict with you and your cousin, or let it all rip. I don't say I don't care, but I'm whatever. Okay?
Okay. Right. Thanks,
AJ. Have a good day.
Thank you, AJ.
Thanks, AJ.
Right. Thank you. Thanks. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too.
There's a population of people who are like, stop getting involved. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why did you even fucking call about that shit? This is not your life.
I love how the concern is nakakahiya kasi yung pamilya namin malaman nakabit yung pinsan ko. So yung solution ko, tatawag ako dito sa sikat na podcast na to na maraming nakikinig. Tapos ikukwento ko ng may detalye yung pagkakabit ng pinsan ko dun sa shota niyang may asawa. Kasi nakakahiya sa pamilya. Kami makaalam. AJ Biro lang. AJ Biro. Again, love our callers, love our listeners. I'm always on your side.
Speaking of you loving, we've been talking about how you and I have been, when we talk on the phone, that you always throw the I love you at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And and you do this to the three of us, right? But I've been talking to you a lot one-on-one. So at the end of the call, Nico does the I love you. And there's only two men in this world that do that to me. And that's you and another friend of mine who I've known since kinder. And he does it as well. And I'm not saying it puts me in an awkward spot. And we may have talked about this even before, but it's just I don't hear it often. So, we had this topic on the radio show, Nick, a couple, even though the podcast actually 2 weeks ago. And there are people, there are guys who add a chaser phrase just to remind everybody about their sexuality. I love you. Love you. Pero putang ina mo.
Love you, Gago.
I love you, Gago. Chopper was like, I love you, bahon ng balls mo. It's like, what is that? No one ever says that. Wow. But there's got to be that chaser at the end, right? to remind everyone, mm-hmm. Well, hey, I love you, but I'm not going to blow you. So we're going to throw this at the end.
But Nico doesn't. But yeah. Nico doesn't. Yeah, it's Nico just straight up, I love you.
We, Nico and I, we don't do that. Yeah. It's just I love you. So that's all.
It's two things. It's two.
But walang I. It's just love you. Just love you. That's Nico's way of like, that's his chaser. There's no I.
Yes. Right.
Love you. But it's not lab you with the B-Y-U. It's just love you. Very, very quick.
It's two things.
Sniper.
It's two things. I remember when my dad's dad, my Lolo, passed away. And, you know, he was a tough as nails dude, right? And my dad, same thing, right? My dad's like really tough. I remember my dad just kind of like saying, just like out of one day, he's like, oh, you know, classic thing. Your parent just passes away, right? It's not an uncommon story. My dad said, I wish I said I love you more. You know, like, to my dad. But they had a good talk because my Lola was in the hospital and my they had a good talk. My Lola said, I love you, and you know, things like that. What people say on their deathbed. And then I kind of then started out with my dad. I was like, well, okay, all right, bro, you may be super tough. I'm not tough. Like, that's not gonna happen with us. Right? Like, and before that, we weren't a love you type of family. Right? You know, it wasn't cold or anything. It's just, as you said, Mo, it's just not something that people said. So I was like, yeah, no, bro, that's not going to happen with us. So I started saying it. I have two other brothers, right? And the toughest person in our family is my sister, right? So I started like saying love you to them, right? And I guess as the older brother, it was just something that they had to say back. And then I started saying it to my mom. That was easy. Like, you know, like everyone says love you to their mom. And I started saying it to my dad, right? Phone calls. And then eventually I inched to anytime we would like separate, like I'd physically. And then it wasn't easy. It was like super awkward. Now my dad says like love you just like upon hello. He's like, hello, Anna, love you. Kamusta, patawag ka. And like our relationship's just so much better. So I've then just kind of decided, all right, for people that I do love in my life, I will say this. Now, maybe this gets awkward for you. I don't care. Might get hit by a bus tomorrow. The last thing you heard from me, and this is, and I love that this is on record now, because guess what? Might get hit by a bus tomorrow. Of all the things, pusit included, that people will maybe remember about me, at least they'll remember he's the guy who said he loves his friends. That's one thing. The other thing of why I do
that was one thing. Okay,
specifically to Mo. The other reason why I do it specifically to Mo is because it is the only time that he, in his 30 years of talking for a living, ever hesitates. And it gives me so much joy that I'm the one that gets to hear it. And like, we'll be talking business. Rather, the other, like, two weeks ago, Mo was upset about something, right? So like, we were talking.
So mad. I was so mad.
So mad. It was like, it was a work thing, right? And then Mo was so upset. And I was like, dude, all right, don't worry about it. I'll fix it.
Did he just call us babe?
Just relax.
No.
What?
Yeah. No, I think he did.
So I was like, don't worry. Don't worry about it. And then, And then he's like, I'm so mad. And I was like, relax, bro. Like, it's okay. I was like, all right, I'll call you back. He's like, all right, call me back. And I was like, okay, love you. And he was like, once again, bye, love you. And it gives me so much joy, man. It gives me so much joy.
You really don't love me. Joy
that I'm the one, that gets to make Mo Twister kind of hesitate with his words. And I'm like, I'll always have that.
Okay, now let me see. Now all of a sudden, here's where jealousy comes in. How many other friends do you say love you to?
Oh my word! Yeah, seriously. What is this, a friggin' LQ that I'm witnessing right now?
I'm one of what?
Oh my gosh!
If I know you at least 14 months, I'm saying love you.
I know, but how many individuals are there that you're actually saying this to?
How many people am I not saying love you to?
Fuck you. That's it. So it's lost all its potency.
Well, so now you don't have to feel so uncomfortable anymore.
Whatever.
I say love you to Sam. No, no, I don't say it to a lot of people.
So you did enjoy it after all. See, that's how you know. Now that you know that he says it to pretty much everybody, well, people that he genuinely loves anyway.
Yeah.
You're disappointed.
Okay, sorry, Cedric, can you jump on real quick? Because we got to go. Sam, it's already 11:06 Manila time. Cedric, can you unmute real quick?
Yeah. 6 minutes over time.
Okay, hold on. Cedric, you just sent me some video clips here where Cedric is our admin on Discord. He's absolutely helping out big time here on the stream and everything. Just the fucking best. What are these clips you've just sent me?
This were the time when a caller got on the show and he sounded like Nico.
Sounded like Nico. Oh, his boss is Nico. Oh,
yeah, boss.
Fake me? Yeah. Fake me? Yeah. There was a fake me?
Okay, hold on. Let's listen to it. I'm going to play it here.
This is what he's been telling me. So I've told him a few times.
Oh, that you have to find this guy. You have to find this
Cedric,
guy.
Keep playing it. Keep playing it.
He's in mode.
I'm prepared. Like, if whatever it is that you want to do, just go ahead and do it. But he feels like that I'm the one who's absolutely not ready. He tells me that, you know what, I think you're only doing this because you want to please me. I mean, there is a lot of truth to that, but I also want to do this for myself.
All right, pause it. I don't know anything, but I swear, like, I don't think people think this is scripted, right? Like, no one thinks that, right?
No.
But if you're new here, like, I didn't know this. I didn't know Cedric was going to, I didn't think that this call existed. A few questions, and to just confirm or deny. One, this, like I'm not gonna cancel for this, right? This guy's gay, right?
He's gay. He's actually talking about his boyfriend here. Who
yeah, because you have to be, because you have to be to sound like me, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. It's like my inflection sound more gay than straight.
Sure.
That's fine.
Sure.
That doesn't bother me, right? Two, guapo.
Ay, di ko alam.
Kasi parang yung boses niya parang mas guapong version ko. He doesn't sound like me though.
You know, I don't remember if he were good looking or not.
Did you get him to say like? Did you get him to say like either to be?
I don't remember. Cedric uses AI to kind of look all this shit up. It's actually really brilliant.
Wow.
Did he do any of
the second clip?
Play the second clip.
Play the second clip.
Fuck, here we go.
Overkill. But are there a couple of lines, Sam? Very Nico phrases that we'd like to ask.
I was
just tell him to say.
Sam, you were there,
and I can then.
I don't remember.
I can take the clip and then send it to Nico. I'm like, oh my god, Nico, you totally.
Oh my god.
You totally called us about butt sex last night.
I don't want to. I'm gonna be so embarrassed.
So Eddie Helier.
He is Eddie very. Helier. Yeah.
Why is my name in your mouth?
Yes, that's
why
so him.
Why is my name in your mouth?
No, it's the there's also a piece. It's like, why is my name in your
mouth? Make sure to slow it down.
Yeah, you gotta slow it down.
Why is my name in your mouth?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow, pretty good.
That's so good.
That?
EODP. EODP.
EODP.
I put it there. Oh my gosh.
Wow. There jaw on the floor?
Jaw on the floor.
Wow.
No,
wow.
No, I said it that way. No, I said it that way because I know he says it that way.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, okay. Because that was my question. Like, are you trying to sound like him? Or are you?
Yeah, you should.
No, not at all.
Hey,
not
okay.
When he talks normal, not so much.
Well, no, I think he does. It's just when he imitates him, it's scary. Like, I think they sound fucking 98% there. But when he actually does the Nico shit, it's terrifying. Like, I would have to meet this guy. Fucking, I'm saying I love you to this guy too.
No, same. Oh, this is so good. Oh.
That almost sounds AI. Hey, like that almost sounds like deep fake shit.
Hey, don't let station guy hear this, okay?
Hire him. Let's hire that guy to be back on.
Because he's gonna hire that guy. Like I want station guy to hire me back, and then I want him to pay me a lot of money. But I think that he'll hire that guy for like half.
Dude, that was
that guy
wild.
Sounds like a rich kid. He's like, I don't care about the money. Radio might be my passion.
That is wild. I completely forgot that even existed. Thank you, Cedric, by the way. That's brilliant.
Thanks, Ed. Said. Wonderful job. Well, no, I'm creeped out a little bit. That guy sounds exactly like me.
We used to do this segment, and I don't know if it was... I don't think it was our time. It may have been like the Mojo Grace time, but we used to ask people... It could have been our time. You correct me. We'd ask people to call the show and imitate us. Like, do an impression of us. And nobody ever got it right. And maybe I'm hard to impersonate because I've got this, you know, especially on the radio, I have a very loud personality. And when I speak, I don't speak like Nico. Nico can actually speak like he's at a TED Talk. I speak with roller coaster kind of different, you know, stresses on words. Almost like Christopher Walken when he acts. I think like that's how I speak sometimes. Just kind of not normal. I would never sound like this in person. So it's hard to imitate. But that motherfucker... Dude, that shit was amazing.
You know how the segment we used to do where there was like, hey, are you like a budget, like Ding Dong Dantes?
Yeah.
Like you're Ding Dong Dantes, pero 30% off. Right? I feel like I'm budget that guy.
No. Oh. You know, that was a one-to-one. That's a buy one, get one. That was a BOGO.
That's good. That's so good.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Shit. Let me see here. What's the date on this thing?
Overkill. But are there...
Anybody have the date on this? Cedric, what's the date on this?
2022, people are saying.
God damn. God, you nerds. How do you know that shit?
October 2022.
Amazing.
22?
Yeah.
2022?
Wow, that made my week.
That's fucking wild.
Oh my goodness. No wonder I don't remember this.
And you should see the way you look. You look different. You look like 10 years older on that one. I mean, you're a completely different person.
Acid rain on all the compliments I got today.
Okay, we got to get out of here. We're super late. Sorry, Sam. I know we got to be up. Sam and I are going to be on the radio in a few hours with Bam Aquino being Monday. Nico, I hope this is not a one-time thing. I think if you read enough, people love you enough. And this is just the people who hung out on the live. What more, you know, the 30, 40,000 that's going to download this in the next week or two, who are just going to be fucking happy to hear your voice. And look at you, you're just so good at this. Like the three of us, I mean, I will compliment you as an individual. You're great on air, but there's just something about when the three of us are together that I can really sit here. There are moments, there are pockets of time in today's episode and in past, where I can just sit here and almost watch the both of you as if I were one of these people in the chat room. And that never happens. Like I
well, it's either
going to
be
that.
Me, it's either going to be me or that guy, but yeah, I think between me and him, we can split up the time to come back a couple episodes every now and then.
But we'll see you next Sunday, Nico, at 9:30 p.m. Yes.
Does our recording have to be Sunday 9:30 though, guys?
Can we just get him to say yes first, and then we'll fix it? We'll fuck around with the times.
No. Okay.
May I include, though, Sam, that at 10:30 p.m. mm-hmm. on a Sunday night, at 9:30 p.m., you had so many, oh my God, look at you compliments here. This might be your shining time. Like, this might be your best. So,
okay, now this is too much pressure.
No, what I'm saying is, like, for all the, because it had to be at 9:30. Like, dude. Again, Nico and I just said, it coming from people who don't get Uyumpo Gimo often, if there were a time of day that I had 500 Uyumpo Gimo messages, that's the fucking time I'm live streaming always.
Like, Sam, like, this is like a 70-point game for you. Or, like, does
wow,
this happen all the time? Like,
that was an insult. That was
a basketball reference,
yeah,
am I correct?
Yeah, he just literally said, this is your career night. Like, this will never happen again. This is once in a lifetime.
No. I'm saying, like, does she average 70 now? Like, is this just, like, how it goes
now? I don't know what to save.
Like, does this happen all the time? I feel like one of those guys that comes back to their old team and then they play a video of them like, oh, welcome back. Pero yung bagong star player ng team na yun just like drops like 50 points.
You know, that's a really great analogy. It's like you came back to the team, but
it's supposed to be my welcome party and Sam just like, oh, watch this.
Yeah. Or no, they traded back for you, but now you're just coming off the bench. And you know, you were the perennial shooter on the team. Like, you were the scorer on the team. Now you're coming off the bench.
I just want to know if you're coming back. And I think that was a yes. And
yeah, I'll be back.
And if it's going to take Sunday 9:30 for the meantime, I will hang with it.
It's fine at different times. So we're kind of rushing because you got to go sit with a former senator tomorrow. I miss Bam too, by the way.
You want Sunday morning?
Maybe. I think Sundays are just not a good day for me.
Monday night. Can we do Monday night?
Monday night.
Oh.
Yes.
I got basketball. I got basketball Monday night.
Jesus fuck.
We'll figure it out. Maybe we don't do scheduling on live when everybody.
Let's go back to what Sam just said a little while ago. Can we Sunday night for now? Sunday night for now. You know.
Or how about a little earlier Sunday night?
I don't care.
No, I can't do earlier. I put myself to sleep. Good.
Me too, because that's early for me. Dude, Sam, you can power through. I got you on Monday morning. Like you can
How about we do every other Sunday night, but we do like four of them, Sam, just like till 3 a.m. You get like the next 3 weeks.
What?
Off.
How is that a better? No. No.
Find solutions. Here, did anyone say that I have beef with Dora?
No.
I have people in the chat saying that. I just saw Dora the other day.
Let's do this. We have Holy Week coming up next week. Let's do like 6 episodes so we don't have to show up again for a while. Just no current
best idea so far.
No current like political references or social references. Let's just find one Holy Week day, like a Thursday. You know, one of not the primo ones, like Friday or Sunday. Maybe like a Saturday or a Thursday, where we just do fucking like 5 episodes, and then we're good for 2 months.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. Let's figure it out.
All right, cool.
Yay! Yeah. Okay.
All right. Fair enough. We will see you guys in the morning on Magic. Don't forget, getyourplayback.tv/goodtimes URL saved and favored on your desktop. Get the app. Search us there. We're going to be streaming both the radio show and the podcast on that channel. Magic 89.9, by the way, also has a channel for all the other shows on Magic. So that will likely be /Magic 899. I'm assuming, yes?
It is.
Machong chismisan. On Playback as well, as that community starts to grow. Showbiz Bros there too. So definitely, that is, he's celebrating his 10th year on podcasting. So might as well check him out as well. And you, what about you? If you want to stream, if you want to live stream, absolutely jump on there. It'd be fantastic. So we'll see you on Monday for the morning show with Bam. Nico, love you.
love you.
Banong Bosmo.
Love you guys.
And we'll see you on Sunday, Nick.
Yeah, no, you will. We will.
Sunday. And then after that, we'll do the Holy Week thing after that. Okay, cool. Have a good night. Bye, everybody. Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Bye.